talking with Oklahoma Congressman Frank Lucas. Congressman, we're a week away from the November elections. A lot of folks are speculating the Republicans will take the House. That would very possibly make you the next chairman. I know we've talked about that before as far as the what-ifs and everything, but as that gets closer to reality, your priorities in 2011?
Well, first and foremost, as far as a farm bill, present chairman of the committee, Colin Peterson, is still talking about 2011. We need to do the farm bill in the year that the old farm bill specifies, 2012. The budget numbers will get better. The circumstances will be less challenging. So I've engaged in conversations with my Republican leader, Mr. Boehner, about sticking with the timeline. I think he's receptive to that. If that is the case, then we spend all of 2011 preparing for the 2012 Farm Bill. We begin the hearing process all over again. But at the same time, oversight's going to be a hugely important thing this time, looking at EPA, looking at USDA, whether it's GPSA or at USDA or at EPA, the dust rules, the spray drift rules, looking at all those things. I want to set down the heads of the agencies, the decision makers in front of committee and say simply, where in law is it authorized for you to do this? Where in science is the actions you're taking justified? And, oh, by the way, how are you paying for these programs you're engaged in? Oversight. When they're in the right, of course, we'll be helpful. But when they've overstepped the law, when they have misapplied scientific research, or when it's something that Congress doesn't want to pay for, then we're going to encourage them to cease and desist from their actions. And as we get into the summer appropriations process, remember, this last year of the old majority, they couldn't pass a budget and they couldn't pass the 12 appropriation bills that follow it. Maybe we'll get back to regular order next year. And in that process, we'll use the spending bills to address some of the issues that we may discover in our oversight hearing. So I guess short answer is, Ron, we're going to do things dramatically different than we've done them in recent history, but we're going to try and do it in a pro-agriculture, pro-rural America, bipartisan fashion. Because any Democrat who survived voting for global warming or survived voting for Obamacare, I suspect might be somebody that we all want to work with.
Got a laundry list yet of, as far as oversight hearings in your mind?
I can see where there's a substantial amount of affection coming to USDA and the EPA. I don't have a particular list yet. I'd be a little presumptuous ahead of November 2nd to jump out and call for hearings on agenda items. But, yeah, I and staff and a number of people across the country, everywhere I go, I'm getting input on that. I'd say we'll be ready to be up and running in the spring, and we're going to do some good work. And it's the appropriate kind of thing that Congress needs to be involved in. When the executive branch of government spends the taxpayers' monies that the legislative branch has appropriated, we have a responsibility to make sure those funds are spent correctly and promptly and efficiently.
Did you suspect GPSA might be included in your list, the so-called marketing rule?
GPSA is clearly a part of our discussions. Now, the administration has tried to maneuver this issue so that it would take effect, the rule, on November 22nd, just after the election, but before the new Congress comes in. When we reconvene on the 15th of November, no matter what has happened on Election Day, I'm going to have a personal conversation with Chairman Peterson, who'll still be chairman until the first Monday in January, no matter what, and discuss the fact that really the committee needs to take action in lame duck on this one. We just can't let this happen. We'll see how he responds.
Well, the issue on the possibility of you being in the chair, you know, Mr. Peterson's talked about wanting to maybe move that direct payment pot of money elsewhere. You don't really believe that, I don't believe.
Well, Colin is from a part of the country where they measure their feet, their soil and feet, not inches, where it generally rains when it's supposed to. That makes crop insurance a much more practical kind of a resource when you don't use it all that often. But my view as chairman of the Agriculture Committee, I've got a responsibility to the entire country. And there are places where that direct payment is a key component of the federal safety net. And, oh, by the way, that is the most WTO-compliant part of the last three farm bills. We've got to write a farm bill that makes sure that all regions are treated in an equitable fashion, and we've got to write a farm bill that is as WTO compliant as possible so that we can fight the Chinese and the Brazilians and the Australians and the New Zealanders in trade court when disagreements come up and win.